Hey, welcome back to the We Are VA Experts from News Radio WRVA. Kind of a new version of it today while we're on this remarkable Zoom call. Actually, I get to see Clayton in person. I'm John Reed, Clayton Getz from Mission Realty, powered by eXp Realty. How are you this morning?
Doing fantastic. Thank you so much, John.
Good. Yeah, I'm glad to be able to talk to you because the last time we spoke, which was, I guess, about a month ago, there were a lot of people saying, you just wait and see. There's going to be a mass exodus from the city of Richmond. And I never want to drag you into the political conversations we have on the air, Clayton. You seem to work well with everybody, regardless of their political affiliation. So that's not what I'm trying to do. But from a practical standpoint, what are you seeing in housing in the city of Richmond?
Yeah. It's such a great question. And it's definitely a concern for people that are living there and people that are, you know, thinking about moving there. And we're just not seeing that attrition, you know, John, at this point, people, there's certainly no mass exodus. Housing prices in and around the city are still going up. And the data is not reflecting that there is a movement out of the city at this point. So I think that's certainly good news for the people that live there that are, or thinking about moving there that are worried about, you know, home values.
Mm-hmm. Do you think people are kind of playing poker, holding things to see the next 6 or 7 months? I mean, you'd be stupid to make a decision based on 6 weeks or 8 weeks of turmoil and then find out that you sold and you lost money and you spent a fortune to move somewhere else, you know, unless it was really just a lifestyle issue that you wanted to change.
Yeah, I do. And that's, you know, I think at this point, that's a little more of an opinion than it is because the data is just not reflecting that yet. Right. But I think if we just kind of look at it logically, if I look at it logically, John, if as long as Richmonders feel like their property is being protected and or their businesses, then they're going to stay put. When they lose faith that their property is going to be protected and it's a safe place for them to live with their families, then that's when I, you know, long term, that's when I think we're going to see some movement. But right now, I agree with you. I think they're rolling the dice a little bit that things are going to work out.
You know, there have been a lot of people who've lost their jobs over the last several months. And I think with federal assistance and with kind of just the hope that things are going to get back to normal, some of them have held their homes. I mean, I remember when I lost my job in 2008, I had a very expensive mortgage in Washington, D.C., and I had to make a decision. Do I hit eject now or kind of gamble that I'm going to come back and get another job? Eventually I did sell because things didn't bounce back for me personally as quickly as possible. And I was worried, if I sell now, am I going to be able to pay the note to repay the mortgage? And, you know, my hope was I'd have some cash out of the sale after having lived there for 10 years, that it would help keep me afloat. Fortunately, it worked out for me. But for somebody who's kind of contemplating that right now, what would you say to them?
Yeah, again, I think I would just look, you know, I'm always encouraged by facts. And so, you know, when I'm preparing for us to talk about the real estate market, I look at data. And so just to give you a couple of encouraging, you know, quotes and then pieces of data. So this is from Lisa Chalette, who is the Morgan Stanley's CIO, Chief Investment Officer. She just recently said, indeed, the worst ever GDP reading could be followed by the best ever growth in the third quarter. And then Realtor.com came out recently and said, this has just been an astonishing rebound. Housing Wire said, shockingly strong real estate market in the second quarter has been nothing short of remarkable, Myers Research. So, you know, they're looking at it more on a national scale. If we talk about Metro Richmond, CVR, Central Virginia, then the data. So here we are again. You know, we talked about this last month, John. New listings are actually down year over year, 9.1%. So that means inventory is down, but demand continues to increase. So pending home sales are up 16.6% year over year. Closed sales are down 7.6% year over year. And that's just due to the lack of inventory. The median sales price, all-time high in Central Virginia. Average sales price, all-time high in Central Virginia. Days on market, in June, days on market crept up to 25 days on market, which is still incredible. So from the time you list to the time you go, you sell your home, you go under contract, 25 days on market. That's still really, really solid. And here's the scary one: inventory of homes for sale. Scary for us in my industry. Really good news for home sellers. So the inventory of homes for sale in June was down 42% year over year. So that is from my perspective as a real estate agent. It's, I told you, John, that we don't have enough homes to sell. Like we really, right. really need. We have the buyers, but we don't have the inventory. From a home seller's standpoint, and to kind of touch on what you were just talking about, it hasn't. We haven't had a better time to sell in recent history. Multiple offers, prices being driven up because of the extreme lack of inventory and the high demand. So I think there's really encouraging news for folks that certainly if they have to sell, then it's a really, really good time to pull as much equity out of your home as possible. And if you don't have to sell, and you've just been thinking about selling but holding back because of all of this craziness that's going on, I'm just here to encourage people that this might be the best time. We don't know what's going to happen in November. We don't know how the election is going to impact the market overall. Well, we know right now that this is the strongest housing market in Central Virginia in history. So we know that for a fact right now. That's why we're encouraging people to let's go. If you're thinking about selling, now's the time.
Yeah, I think there are bound to be some people who are in that retirement age. Putting aside the people who've lost their jobs, there are some people who are in the retirement age who know they're probably going to downsize soon, and they have been anxious about whether this is the time to enter the market. That's great news that you might be able to maximize your profit, and whether you want to retire in Richmond or whether you're headed to Key West, that this would be the time that you could maximize the money that you'll put in your pocket. That's great.
No question.
If we go, we focus a lot on Richmond because everybody identifies as being from Richmond. Are there hot spots outside? If we went through county by county, Henrico, Chesterfield, Powhatan, Goochland, is there anything else you're seeing that you want to highlight, or is everybody doing well?
Everybody's doing, that's the crazy part, John. Like everybody's doing well right now. So in previous history, when we had a really strong housing market, there were still some outlying areas like, Louisa, for example, because it was considered rural, or it is considered rural, and it's, a further away from where all the action is, homes just weren't selling as fast there. Like all these outlying areas, Powhatan, Goochland, Western Goochland, Amelia, like everybody's doing well right now. So yeah, we really need people to hear the message that we know what's happening right now today. Strongest real estate market in Central Virginia in history. We don't know what's going to happen December, January 2021, and so on and so forth.
That is important to keep in mind. Don't hang around and find out in 3 or 4 or 6 months that you wish you had taken action if you have the capability of doing something right now. Well, listen, I always enjoy talking to you, Clayton, and I appreciate the fact that, with you, it's not just emotion. It's not just advice based on the headlines that you see on a morning paper, that you are data driven. I think that's important for people to make wise decisions when it comes to their money. Now, I say this every day when we're talking about you on the radio, but I want to do it here. If you want to reach Clayton and the team at Mission Realty, and to be honest with you, I reached out the other day because I'm debating what I want to do next year, potentially. Things are going pretty well for me here at the radio station, so maybe it's an opportunity to upgrade. You can reach Mission Realty, powered by eXp, at 545-4440, 545-4440, or, always you can check out Clayton and his team at soldinrichmond.com. I really appreciate it. I'm glad to see you. This is kind of different. I'm glad to be able to see you in person.
Yeah. Thanks so much, John. Great to see you too.
Thank you, Clayton. Check out all of our experts at the We RVA Experts podcast. You can find them at wrva.com. We'll be back again next month.